Some would say that there's a serious concern in these days, Elul, leading up to the Yom Noroim, about the impact that fear has on people. You know, fear is not a very user-friendly commodity. People would much rather be secure than fearful. It says Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tomid. That's of course speaking in Divrei Torah, and the way we sort of minimized that last week was to point out that the Ramban says that the fear that's referred to is a fear that it's the knowledge that everything that happens according to my level of iskarvus to Hashem, and therefore I'm worried, I'm concerned, maybe I'm not miskarev enough and I want to do more to get closer to Hashem. The Urchas Tzadikim even takes it a step further and says that the fear is just the fear of losing that relationship. It seems that any other fear, he seems to be saying, would undermine or contradict the pure sense of Avas Hashem, because there's a tension between those two, and therefore he says this is basically the focus. And the focus really is that I want to maintain that relationship. That relationship requires Mada Lochsani Lechavroch Loi Savid Zeakodesh Baruch Hu. I want to do that which Hashem wants, which all of what he wants is only for my good. But that's the concern that I have. But that all having been said, there are still serious issues of fear, and although for some that might be energizing, for others that could be overwhelming. And we know that fear that overwhelms paralyzes. That's the pshat in the Ramban, ki imcho haslichod l'man tivorei. It's only when I know the extent of Hashem's willingness to forgive that I can even allow myself to focus and to be concerned with fear, because otherwise the fear would be so overwhelming, so powerful, it would paralyze me and I couldn't do anything. But there is an area where one would think that this fear could be even more of a concern. And that's in Mitzvahs Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. In Mitzvahs Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, that the Mishnah says, Beferish in Yuma, that Mitzvahs Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Shiratze Es Chaveroi. On Mitzvahs Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, even Yom Kippur, the power of Kapora that exists in Yom Kippur, and there is no kapora for such a person, ad shiratzes chaveru, until he appeases, until he asks mechila, until he, part of that, of course, is if he stole, he has to return it, and whatever thing else, he has to correct whatever avla he did. And ad shiratzes chaveru, that even Yom Kippur can't be mechaper, so there is an area here which seems a little bit complex. When it comes to Lashon Hara, it's very complex. Who could remember all the people about whom we spoke Lashon Hara? And if that Lashon Hara did not have the ability to do any hezek, then maybe it's only Bein Odom L'Mokim. But if it did, or if it could have even possibly, then who could remember? And so many other things. There's so many subtle acts of gzela that how does it say? What's the lotion? Miut? What? No. Miutim beget kulav avak lotion hora. What's the lotion of the Chazal? Ruben begez of a miutim barayas. Is that it? No. What? Ruben begez. What? Is that what it says? Ruben begez. Not just age factor. You know. Ruben begez of miutim barayas. Kulam avak lotion hora. A gezel is very hard. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta on Erev Yom Kippur, they say, spent 6 hours learning Musa Vespailus, repeating one Maimer Chazal. Kupo Malaya Avoinois, gezel Makatrik Beroish. If you had a box full of Averus, gezel is the most active Makatrik, the one that accuses the most. 6 hours, a Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, a Rabbi Yisrael Salanta who was so makbid on Gezel, he created new halachas in Hilchas Gezel. A Rabbi Yisrael Salanta who they were made that he received money from the kol, he wore a talis that was completely ripped and just barely alpidin kosher because he wouldn't use an extra penny. The zehirus in Zela of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta and Nitshaich, and yet that was because there are things that we can't. It's very hard to be nitzel from, and then how do we go about paying back and asking mechila? And I don't know who all these people are, and it's so complicated. The bein olam lachaveroi can really create a sense of pachad, and the Orchas Tzadikim here goes into a whole discussion about the Yom HaChaver, about all the things that we have to do and how a person has to make restitution and he has to give back what he took and he has to make great efforts. He has to try to find out, and then if he can't, it's absolutely impossible. Then he's misakin tzorchei rabim, and when he's misakin tzorchei rabim, the hope will be that he's helping others and hopefully this person as well. And in a certain level, he's at least returning on some level that which he did. And if the person is no longer around, then he has to return it to the yorshim. And it's great extent and I would say tension and difficulty in figuring out how I could be misakin ad shiratzes chaveru. You can't do what my friends, one of my close friends many years ago told me, that he gets a call erev Yom Kippur, and this guy says, you remember like 25 years ago when you were a counselor in camp, your wallet was stolen with $80 in it, and vaguely remembered something. He says, I'm the guy that did it. I called to ask mechila. So he says, no problem. I'll be moichel. You just send me the $80. Never got the $80. But, you know, it doesn't work that way. So the person has to. But anyway, you're doing the best you can. But then he says something else. And if not, you have to go to the kever. And sometimes I don't even know who the person is. Sometimes it's beyond. It's so complex. It's so extensive. It's so overwhelming. I don't even know where to begin. And then he says something very interesting. For Omer Ramasinu Zachron Levrocha, She'ein ha'tshuva nimnas min ha'choite elo mipnei ro'a liboy. Tshuva is only withheld from a person who sins if he has ro'a lev. If I'm holding myself back, and I'm not doing tshuva, it comes from a royal lev. Avol mi sheroitze liskorev elu elikim, one who wishes to come close to Hashem, lo yizgor sharei hatshuva lefonov, says the gates of tshuva will not be closed to him. A person who wants liskorev elu elikim, ach poiseach lo sharei tshuva, Hashem opens the gates of tshuva for him. Umoire loy haderech hayoshor, and shows him the derech hayoshor. Sheneamar toiv v'yoshor Hashem al kein yorech hatoim badorech. Because of the goodness and the yashrus of Hashem, he's yorech hatoim. He teaches us the way. He shows us how to go about it. Uvikashtu mishom esam Hashem elokecha. When you search out Hashem, umotzosa, you find him. Ki sidreshenu b'chol levovuch v'chol nafshecho. If you search for Hashem, you want to be close to Hashem, then b'chol levovuch v'chol nafshecho, then you will be able to be zeicha to accomplish it. Ki korav elecho adover ma'oid b'fichol vovcha asoy, so that refers to tshuva. And korav Hashem, l'chol korav Hashem is close, l'chol korav, l'chol asher yekru'uhu ve'emes. What happened over here? We just finished through the discussing the complexity of the bein olam l'chaveroi and the difficulty of tshuva, the inability sometimes to return that which we took. And now he comes along and speaks about it. But a person who wants to be miskariv l'Hashem, that such a person will be able to do tshuva. It sounds like that there's a word of encouragement over here, and it says, yes, we may be overwhelmed, and when it comes to bein olam chaveroi, it's extremely overwhelming, and it's very, very worrisome about how and what and how can I ever make it happen. But there seems to be a formula at the end, after we've went through everything and we'll do the best we can and that we have to do and find everything possible. Ad kedei, the last thing was we go to the kever to ask mechila if the person is not there. But I can't. I did everything I could, but I don't know how many people I spoke Lashon Hara. I don't know what it did. I don't know if I ever, this guy and this, inadvertently, I caused him indirectly a damage. Maybe it's groma that's chayabidei shomayim. What do I do? So he says, the one who is miskarev Lashem, who wants to come, misha roitzel iskarev elekim, I want to get close. Tshuva means I want to return. I want to come close to Hashem. I want to be miskarev to Hashem. I want to be able, I can't. I'm afraid I can't. Nothing, it's not working. But the one who roitzel iskarev elekim, then Hashem will not only, he'll not close the gates of tshuva, ach peisech lo sharei tshuva, umor lo haderech hayosha, he'll teach him how to do it. He'll make it happen for us. He'll guide us in the right way. So on the one hand, there's an overwhelming responsibility. On the other hand, the one who truly wants to come close to Hashem, then such a person will be kashtem es Hashem elokecho umotzoso. Why? Ki sidreshenu b'chol avovuchu b'chol nafshecho. And korav Hashem l'chol asher yikra'uhu be'emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. He will guide us. He'll make it happen for us. He'll deal with it. He'll figure out the way. He'll figure out the way to guide us to figure the way, or it'll happen. And it seems that the antidote to this overwhelming state of just feeling like impossible. There's nothing I can do about it. Kefi the hiskarvis to Hashem, the sincere desire to come close to Hashem, Hashem will take over. He'll make it happen. He'll guide us the way. He'll give us opportunities. He'll make me meet this guy that I didn't see for 30 years and I owed him 25 cents and all of a sudden it'll hit me in the head that I owe him 25 cents. I never saw him before in the last 30 years. He can take care of everything and I can rely on him. And that should be a calming effect. That's one. I want to just suggest one more thing. This is not a Rishon. This is only a quote from the Leshem, but the Leshem was Le'elo, le'elo, the Chofetz Chaim used to say about the Leshem, he was the last of the real Mekubolim, used to say about him, get close to him in this world, because in the next world we're not going to be able to. So he said, the Leshem writes as follows. Ki hine hagam shenoida hu shemidas yiras elikim hu mido hu malo she'en lamala himenu. Yiras elikim is a tremendous milo. He says, v'nerma b'mishle chofches ashri od mefachei tomid. And there it says, "Ahu b'divrei Torah k'siv," that a person should have this Yerushalayim. Im kol ze, hine ikroy hu rak lishmor es atzmoi shlo lovo ilidechet. What's Yerushalayim? Person has to be careful not to sin. Person has to be careful to do what's right and not to do what's wrong. That's what Yerushalayim is. That's the fear. Avalios yore shemo yigroim hachet. But to be afraid that maybe the chet will cause me problems? Einoi klal hu b'mailas atzadikim. That's not mailas atzadikim b'chlal. That's not the way to go. U'kemoi shekosav tehilim kuf yud beiz mishmoro lo yiro nochen libo batuach b'Hashem. He's not afraid of any shmoro because nochen libo has this bitochen b'Hashem ki al yedei shelibo nochen b'tuach b'Hashem, since his heart is that set and straight in his bitochen, he trusts Hashem, al yedei ze somuch libo lo yira. Through this, he won't be afraid. In other words, he says that, yes, there's certainly Yira Shomayim and Ashrei Odom Mefachei Tomid, not to come to do a chet, that's absolute, that's a Mailas HaTzadikim. But to worry that maybe the chet is going to ruin things for me. Oy, I'm such a sinner. Oy, I did so many things wrong. Oy, there's so much against me. Oy, what's going to be? We're going into the new year, and what's going to be the gzar din? Mi yichya, mi yomus, mi bekitzoy, mi loy bekitzoy, mi boesh, mi bamayim, givalt. And look what I've done wrong. I've done so many things. The Shema Goram Hachet, he says, that's not a mile of tzaddikim. He says, it's a fact. It's a reality. It's a concern. But Mishmuro lo yiro, and that lo yiro is not going on as the Pashtus in the Gemara where it brings with the Maisa with Hillel that he walks into a city and he's afraid maybe they heard there's a kol tzvocho, maybe something terrible is happening in his house, and he says, Batuach ani shein ze b'tech beisi, and the Gemara brings this posuk, Mishmuro lo yiro, nocho libo b'tuach b'Hashem. He says, it's not that he's not afraid that it's not happening. He's not afraid that the chet is going to cause him trouble. The Baal Bitochon has a focus. He says that, I trust Hashem. Yeah, I may be unworthy, but Hashem deals with the unworthy too. I may not deserve the good that I want, but Hashem has ways around that too. If he's nochon liboy batuach b'Hashem, then the loy somuch liboy lo yira what? Lo yira shem agora machet. Lo yira that the chatoim that I did will cause me tzaras. And I think that this is a very important point to calm ourselves down. This is the assumption that we're getting nervous. But even if we don't realize we're getting nervous, some people may say, I'm not so nervous. I've been there, done that with this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But the truth of the matter is everybody's a little nervous. And as the Rashiva's father once put it, he says, everybody wishes we'd already be sitting in the sukkah. It was that much. If it would be over already, we'd all be happier for that. You know, except those that maybe have special, special things planned. But Lemaisa, this is the way we feel. So one of the things we have to realize, that's not the way it's supposed to be. A person's supposed to have bitochon b'Hashem, that Hashem will protect him and won't let the chatoim bother him and won't let the chatoim interfere. I chatoim interfere? Yeah, there's a din v'cheshbon. But to the degree that a person can develop this bitochon, then he now has this, no, I'm not afraid shema goram achet. I'm trusting Hashem that He will help me even beyond that. I'm trusting Hashem that even though I may not be so worthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed even to those who are not worthy. And the focus of this Mishmua Ro Lo Yiro is the Lo Yiro Shema Gora Machet. To walk around thinking I'm a sinner and therefore terrible things are going to happen is not the way it's supposed to be. It's not Milas HaTzadikim, and that's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Mishmoro lo yiro, if he's nochen libo batuach b'Hashem. So I think that, at a time like this especially, it's two things are very important. One is to work on that hiskarvus l'Kodesh Baruch Hu, to strengthen our sense of relationship, of closeness, of connection to HaKodesh Baruch Hu in every way possible. And the other thing is to focus and deepen and expand the bitochon that we have in Hashem to help us to be able to, besides gaining all the wonderful things that we want, but also to be able to calm any fears that we may have that maybe I'm not worthy, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with that, with the Balei Bitochon, in a very positive way. And to help in this process a little bit, we have developed here, it's called the Elul Project. It's available on the Bima there to everyone. It's 10 ways to develop and strengthen our loving relationship with our Creator. I'm sure that you can come up with others. I'm sure that there are adaptations, but maybe it's a good starting point just to begin to focus on strengthening that relationship. That's what's merumas in the word Elul. That's what's the theme of the Kapitel Tilim, the Chof Zayin that we say every day after Shachris and after Ma'ariv. And it's certainly an appropriate thing to strengthen. And we find from the Orchos Tzadikim that strengthening will even have the effect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just that attempt to get closer to Him, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene on our behalf and enable us to reach levels of tshuva and accomplishment and tikkunim that otherwise we wouldn't have been able to achieve.